A madman's manuscript. Yes, a madman's. How that word would have struck to my heart many years ago. How it would have aroused the terror that used to come upon me sometimes, sending the blood hissing and tingling through my veins, till the cold dew of fear stood in large drops upon my skin, and my knees knocked together with fright. I like it now, though. It's a fine name. Show me the monarch whose angry frown was ever feared like the glare of a madman's eye, whose cord and axe were ever half so sure as a madman's gripe. Ha! It's a grand thing to be mad, to be peeped at like a wild lion through iron bars, to gnash one's teeth and howl through the long, still night to the merry ring of a heavy chain, and to roll and twine among the straw, transported with such brave music. Hurrah for the madhouse! Oh, it's a rare place! I remember days when I was afraid of being mad, when I used to start from my sleep and fall upon my knees and pray to be spared from the curse of my race, when I rushed from the sight of merriment or happiness to hide myself in some lonely place and spend the weary hours in watching the progress of the fever that was to consume my brain. I knew that madness was mixed up with my very blood and the marrow of my bones, that one generation had passed away without the pestilence appearing among them, and that I was the first in whom it would revive. I knew it must be so, that so it always had been, and so it ever would be, and when I cowered in some obscure corner of a crowded room and saw men whisper and point and turn their eyes towards me, I knew they were telling each other of the doomed madman, and I slunk away again to mope in solitude.